Good morning, everyone. I'm here with Lynn Scherr, who's in for Celeste Headlee this morning on this Friday. Good morning, Lynn.
Morning, John.
So bear with us, folks. Yesterday, of course, if you listened to the program, we reported, if you saw the New York Times, you must know, the sexual abuse scandal involving up to 200 boys at a Milwaukee school for the deaf. In 1996, a Wisconsin archbishop sent concerns about Reverend Lawrence C. Murphy to then Cardinal Ratzinger, who later became Pope Benedict XVI. And the accusations related to the molestation of potentially 200 boys at that school. Yesterday, we talked about the Vatican beginning to respond. The Vatican is also calling these allegations that were in the New York Times yesterday and are continuing today a media circus and a campaign against the Pope. But we wanted to get the perspective of some of the people who were in that school so many years ago, who actually encountered Father Murphy firsthand and understand the abuse allegations in a way that no one else possibly could. Joining us now is Arthur Budzinski, who was first abused by Father Murphy back in 1960 when he was 12 years old. He's one of the deaf boys referred to in the allegation, and he's with his daughter, Gigi Budzinski, both on the line from Milwaukee. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Gigi, of course, is translating for her father. How important are these revelations becoming public, and how important do you think it is that the Pope is involved here?
It's very important. This story is my life. It's something I've been working on since I was 26 years old, and nobody would listen. And finally, thanks to the New York Times, it's finally getting the attention that it needs. And the Pope needs to look at this. This is something that did happen.
Arthur Budzinski, give us a sense of what it was like in the school. Father Murphy had a reputation for being an advocate for the deaf, yet he was also abusing the students in this school. How vulnerable did you feel?
I was around Murphy all the time. He was present in classes, in my religion class, English classes, all day I would be around him. He was a friendly guy. A lot of the kids would flock to him. I, of course, would stay in the background and try to stay away from him.
But obviously not successful. That's Gigi Budzinski translating for her father, who is one of the deaf boys abused by Father Murphy at the School for the Deaf in Milwaukee, the subject of the allegations in the New York Times reported yesterday. If you could say something to the Vatican right now, Arthur Budzinski, what would that be?
That this is not anything to smear the Pope's image or, you know, what the Vatican is saying. This is something that really happened, and this is something that he did not respond to. This is not something the media is making up. This was my life.
All right, Gigi, before we go, it must be painful for you to experience your father's abuse in this way. Gigi, that question is to you.
What was it?
It must be painful for you to experience your father's abuse in this way. How does it make you feel?
It's horrible. It's affected our whole family. Like me growing up, he's not affectionate. Like as I see other children with their dads, like hugging and kissing them, like I feel like that's wrong in my eyes because that's not something I got to experience as a child. I feel like something is, in the back of my mind, I feel like something sexual is involved or their father is doing something wrong to them, and that's always lingering in my mind. And, you know, I missed out on the love from my father growing up, and I still do to this day.
Well,
and his grandchildren are missing that as well.
Well, we're feeling it this morning, Gigi Budzinski, translating for her father and also speaking for herself. Her father, Arthur Budzinski, one of the young men at the School for the Deaf in Milwaukee, abused by Father Murphy between the years of 1950 and 1974. Thanks to both of you for helping us understand this story. There's been reaction all throughout the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. I want to play you the comment from Archbishop, the former Archbishop of Milwaukee, Archbishop Rembert Weakland, who spoke to the BBC on this subject.
That would be the accusation, but everybody failed to act rapidly enough, and I take my own responsibility for that. I probably should have moved on Murphy 10 years earlier, but at that time, I don't think anybody, at least the bishops of the United States, thought about a canonical case to dismiss a priest. That wasn't on our books.
It wasn't on our books. That's the reaction from the Archbishop, former Archbishop of Milwaukee. Rachel Donadio, Rome Bureau Chief for the New York Times. What's been the Vatican's reaction and this idea that it wasn't on our books back then?
Well, this is a really complicated and interesting case. I think that stepping back, it points to a fundamental tension in how the Vatican is handling this case. First of all, in Pope Benedict's letter to Irish Catholics last weekend, who are reeling from reports indicating decades of systemic abuse, there's this idea for zero tolerance. The victim should come forward. There should be total cooperation between diocese and civil justice authorities. But at the same time, when cases come out, like the case in Milwaukee, the Vatican's response tends to be, how dare the press dredge up these old cases from years ago, and in an effort to kind of personally attack the Pope, which is what an editorial today in Osservatore Romano, the official Vatican newspaper, said. Now, one of the things that I find so fascinating about this case is that this tension, some would say contradiction, between how the Vatican as a religious institution still often tends to see these issues in terms of sin,
right,
and repentance, as opposed to crime and punishment, which is really what is at stake here in what's on the canon law norms. I mean, there are norms to defrock priests who have,
right,
clearly violated canon law, but as the documents that the New York Times published yesterday show clearly, there's a reluctance.
There
to
was
do
a reluctance, indeed. Rachel Donadio, Rome Bureau Chief for the New York Times, talking about the continuing scandal of the Vatican and child sexual abuse.